We're excited to share about a project we've been working on recently, the CCEF Blogcast. If you like our blog content, but you prefer listening to reading, we hope you'll enjoy this new podcast where CCEF faculty read their own blogs. You can find it on any podcast app. Today, we have a sample episode for you titled Become a Psalmist, written and read by Ed Welch. Hope you enjoy.
Welcome to the CCEF Blogcast, where CCEF authors read their own blogs. Today, Ed Welch is reading his blog titled Become a Psalmist, in which he invites us to speak honest words to the Lord, who is honored to hear what is on our hearts.
Become a Psalmist. A friend was going through the worst season of his life. His wife had left him for a coworker, and his college-aged daughter had recently been diagnosed with long COVID and had to drop out of a promising career track. There were other reasons for him to feel singled out, but relationships are most important, and his had suffered greatly. When he spoke, he had a distinct rhythm. He would talk about pain that took his breath away. He might veer off into future fears of being alone. He'd be sure to stop on his past regrets. He occasionally mentioned he had moments when he was angry with God, or at least perplexed by God's ways. Interspersed were fears that his daughter would have brain fog and body fatigue for years to come. Then he talked about God's faithfulness, how important Scripture had become to him, and his confidence in the Lord's presence with him. As he followed this pattern three times or so in 10 minutes, I was captivated. No matter where he began, he ended with rest in Jesus. Psalm 73:28 says this, "But for me it is good to be near God. I have made the Lord God my refuge, that I may tell of all your works." Psalm 57 ends in a similar way, "For your steadfast love is great to the heavens, your faithfulness to the clouds. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be over the earth." He didn't exactly quote these verses, but he came close. I was listening to a psalmist. If you had heard isolated excerpts from this man, you might have corrected those words that fell below the bar of theological orthodoxy. But psalmists are invited to speak their unorthodox thoughts to the Lord. For example, we would certainly be tempted to correct this. "Why do you hide yourself in times of trouble?" Which is a quote from Psalm 10:1. Yet God taught us to say these very things. The middle of a psalm is often filled with uncensored words that most of us have never spoken to the Lord because they seem out of bounds. But the rule in these sections is that your words have to be words of your heart. They have to come from the real you. Then you come to the end of the psalm, where the Lord seems to be especially interested in helping you with your closing words. Here, orthodoxy reigns. You spoke words from your heart? Well done. Now, end with words about God. His words, what He's promised, what He's done for you, and what He is doing in the world. Today, your mind might be a jumble of conflicting emotions and dark thoughts. They might fall short of being the middle of your own personal psalm because you're not saying them to the Lord. Perhaps your first step could be to occasionally interrupt those thoughts by opening to the Psalms and reading just about any final verse. Then try it again later. Tomorrow, speak some of those jumbled words to the Lord. He is honored to hear what is on your heart, and then practice saying your own closing words about our great God who has revealed himself in Jesus Christ.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the CCEF Blogcast. For more resources, including videos, books, podcasts, and articles, visit ccef.org. At the end of each episode, we're going to give you a fun fact about CCEF to help you get to know us better. Today's fun fact is about Ed Welch. Did you know that he is a very talented musician? He plays 9 instruments. One of those is the Irish tin whistle.